Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Brooke and Maya with your 9am Zedlines. In local news, Queensland Fire and Emergency Services have said it is not safe to return as they continue to work on containing a blaze in the Gladstone area. This warning affects residents of properties between Capricornia Drive, Pacific Drive, Oceana Court, Muller Road and Sorenson Road. The Queensland Fire and Emergency Services have also warned residents of this area to watch out for property damage.
The East Brisbane School of Distance Education will be moving after new plans reveal that the $2.7 billion Olympic Stadium will take over. It is unclear what will happen to the school's heritage-listed buildings. Brisbane School of Distance Education will be relocating before 2025.
In national news, the frontman of a legendary Australian band returns his Order of Australia medal. Shane Howard, frontman of Goanna, feels honour-bound to return his Order of Australian medal as a result of the Voice referendum result. He condemns the rise of disinformation networks that took hold during the campaign. In a letter written to the Governor-General, David Hurley, Howard says he cannot be proud of his nation until Australia loses its colonial shackles, engages in treaty-making with its First Peoples, and commits to truth-telling about its history.
Interest rates may rise next month unless inflation eases, according to the minutes from the RBA meeting. Quarterly inflation data to be released this month will be significant in determining November interest rates. Oil prices, the conflict in Israel and Gaza, and the conflict in Ukraine will also play a major role in determining November rates.
In international news, experts call for an upgrade of the global electricity grid to meet climate targets. The International Energy Agency's latest report on electricity grids and secure energy transitions states 80 million kilometres of power lines should be added or refurbished by 2040 to meet national goals. According to the report, the world's electricity use must grow 20% faster over the next decade in order to meet energy and climate goals. Executive Director of the International Energy Agency, Fatih Birol, says the report is a first-of-its-kind country-specific analysis.
For your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy. It's currently 23 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9am. We'll be back at 10am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.